Spoken version of this Sharemaestro market report. Full article. FedEx's 30.6% quarter leaves volume and activity pressure as the confirmation gap. FedEx closed at $318.60 after a 3.6% weekly gain, sitting high in its 52-week range and above its weekly trendline. But the latest move came on only 0.8 times average volume as activity pressure cooled. Research brief. FedEx remains in a constructive weekly trend with strong 12-week performance, yet the signal state is balanced rather than decisive because participation is light and market dynamics have faded from recent highs. Key points. 1. FDX gained 3.6% for the week and is up 30.6% over 12 weeks, leaving the shares 7.4% below the 52-week high of $344.01. 2. The trend backdrop is active, with 47 of the past 52 weeks active, and priced 20.3% above the weekly trend line at $264.99. 3. Volume was 6.6 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average of 8.8 million and 0.7 times the 52-week average. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is still positive at 0.29, but down 75.7% over 4 weeks, while relative strength is positive, but down 20.7%. 5. FedEx is outperforming its integrated freight and logistics industry over 12 weeks, but the industry's broader trend and relative strength breadth remain weak. High range price action, moderate participation. FedEx ended the week of 7 August at $318.60, up 3.6%, keeping the delivery group's bellwether within sight of its 52-week high. The stock is now positioned at 87.5% of its one-year range, with the close 7.4% below the $344.01 high and far above the $140.06 low. The longer move is the more important evidence. FDX is up 30.6% over 12 weeks, 33.5% over 26 weeks, and 118.6% over 52 weeks. The Sharemaestro trend signal remains active, supported by a 47-week active streak and a close 20.3% above the weekly trend line at $264.99. That keeps the price structure constructive, but the latest advance lacked full volume confirmation. Weekly volume was 6.6 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 8.8 million and the 52-week average of 8.9 million. Sector context is supportive, industry breadth is less convincing. Within U.S. industrials, FedEx's 3.6% weekly gain was slightly ahead of the sector average of 3.4%, while its 30.6% 12-week return was well ahead of the sector's 7.1% average. The stock ranks 8th in the sector on a 12-week basis, even though its broader peer percentile sits near the middle of the pack at 45.1%. The industry comparison is more mixed. U.S. integrated freight and logistics averaged a 7.5% weekly gain, helped by smaller and more volatile names, so FedEx lagged the group for the week. Over 12 weeks, however, FedEx's 30.6% return stands well above the industry average of 0.5% and ranks 4th in the group. Industry breadth still argues for selectivity. Only 32.1% of names have active weekly trend signals, and just 28.6% show positive relative strength. Even though market dynamics breadth is healthier at 64.3%. Signal state, constructive trend, cooling confirmation. The setup signature is a balanced read, and the composite score of 65 fits that description. Price, trend signal, and relative performance are constructive, but the activity signal is not fresh. Sharemaestro's signal panel shows an active trend backdrop. Price 20.3% above trend, neutral volume at 0.8 times average, and no fresh buy reading from activity pressure. Activity pressure remains positive at 0.29, but it has fallen sharply from recent levels and is down 75.7% over 4 weeks. Relative strength is also positive at 28.86, yet down 20.7% over the same period. That combination suggests the stock still has sponsorship, but the urgency behind the move has eased since the June advance. Valuation distance and volatility shape the risk. The main risk is not a broken trend, but the distance already traveled. FedEx trades 75.3% above Sharemaestro fair value of 181.7, indicating a large premium versus the model. That does not invalidate the trend, but it raises the bar for further upside follow-through, especially with volume below baseline and 14 reversal markers appearing in the recent smart money record. Recent volatility is also elevated. The 13-week weekly return volatility reading is 6.6%, above the 52-week baseline of 4.8%. Over the past year, FDX has had 32 positive weeks and 20 negative weeks, with average gains of 4.1% compared with average losses of 2.3%. The distribution is still favorable, but the stock has shown enough two-way movement to make participation and trend support important from here. What to watch next? The trend line at 264.9 remains the key weekly regime level. As long as price holds well above that line, the broader structure remains intact, but a narrowing premium would signal a less forgiving phase after the strong 12-week run. The next test is confirmation. A move toward the 344.1 high would carry more weight if volume rises materially above baseline, with a volume ratio above 1.5 times showing stronger participation. Activity pressure is the other watch point. Stabilization or a turn higher would support the advance, while continued fading would leave the high-range move more vulnerable to consolidation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.